Queen City Opera postponed its May production of Beethoven's Fidelio and also an October performance of the Defiant Requiem. But the composer's intrepid artistic director, Isaac Celia, is finding a unique way to keep the Defiant Requiem in the public eye and ear. Isaac is virtually here with me, and it's great to have you. Welcome back, and I hope you're well, Isaac.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Anne. Thank you for having me back.
Well, tell us about the Defiant Requiem project and what your role is.
So I first learned about the Defiant Requiem about a year ago. I went to Washington, D.C., where they're headquartered, and spent a week learning about their production of the Verdi Requiem, which is the fruit of conductor Murray Sidlin's incredible research on the music of the Terezin concentration camp, where there was one conductor there named Raphael Schechter, who had smuggled in one copy of the vocal score to the Verdi Requiem, which is a monumental piece of music, clocking in about 2 hours, that requires enormous orchestral forces, operatic soloists, and chorus. And he put together a choir in the Terezin concentration camp to perform the Verdi Requiem with everyone learning the music from memory. So the Defiant Requiem Foundation has organized a specific production of the Verdi Requiem that incorporates survivor testimony in video format from singers who were actually there in Terezin and sang in these performances as an act of defiance against the Nazis.
Let's back up and talk about the Terezin concentration camp.
So this was a special camp outside of Prague in Czechoslovakia that the Nazis set up in the 1940s as a kind of holding pen for primarily for Jewish artists and philosophers and intellectuals who were kind of too famous to be exterminated, because then people would ask, like, hey, what's going on? So they sent them all to this camp, partly for propaganda purposes, so that the Nazis could say, hey, look, you know, there's this city that we've so generously given to the Jews, and they're doing so fantastic there. I mean, they weren't. It was still overrun with typhoid and way too cramped for the tens of thousands of people that were there, and there was not enough food, and they were being subjected to torture and to random killings and being sent to Auschwitz en masse. But because there were so many artists and musicians in one place, and because they needed to find some way to channel that art into resistance and to find a way to continue their humanity, the artistic output of this concentration camp was simply unbelievable when you consider what they accomplished relative to the conditions they were in.
Well, there was even a propaganda film made, and the Red Cross was duped into believing that this was a model camp. And if any of our listeners have seen or heard of the opera Brundibar, which was a children's opera, this is filmed in that film.
Yeah. I mean, Brundibar and the Kaiser of Atlantis both were composed and premiered in Terezin. And yeah, that it's actually featured in that propaganda film that the Nazis created to make it seem like, oh, Terezin is just this fantastic place.
Well, when the pandemic forced cancellations all around and postponements, how did you pivot and come up with this alternative that you're creating now?
So we had been planning what we're calling Singing for Liberation, which was a season of Beethoven's Fidelio, which is about a political prisoner who is held in a secret prison because he's exposed abuses of power, and the Defiant Requiem. We're very fortunate that we're a small organization so that we can very quickly pivot and kind of just put productions that we've been planning on ice. We'd been planning this for a while, so both of those productions are pretty much ready to go once it's safe again. But when we realized that there was just no way to put together rehearsals with the dozens or even hundreds of artists necessary, we said, okay, what can we do now? So one of my other musical activities is at the My Cincinnati Youth Orchestra, which similarly has pivoted to online programming. And they were planning a summer camp, and they have support from Carnegie Hall's Play USA initiative to do a few different modules over the summer. So one of the modules that they're offering is this collaboration between Queen City Opera and My Cincinnati as part of their Price Hill Creative Community Festival, where A group of students from My Cincinnati is working with me over the summer to study general Holocaust history and also the music and artistic output of Terezin. And as a culmination, we're going to be recording a documentary about what the students have learned and also a short segment recorded virtually of the Verdi Requiem, that where all the musicians are recording from their own home and sending me their recordings to kind of stitch together.
In working with the kids from My Cincinnati, what were some of the unexpected responses that you got? Because I'm assuming that these students know very little about World War II, let alone the Holocaust.
True. One of the things that convinced me to take on this project to begin with was something I read in the New York Times recently, of just about general levels of lack of education about the Holocaust, especially among millennials and Generation Z. And to a certain degree, I was surprised at what the students did know, that they knew the basics of it. And we've been using materials from both the Defiant Requiem Foundation and also from the Holocaust Museum Memorial in Washington, D.C. And one of the principles that they really focus on in the materials from the museum in D.C. is to avoid what they call comparisons of pain. That even though there are general lessons that we can learn from the Holocaust about how people react to authority and about the human capacity for evil, they say in general it's best to avoid, you know, comparing this to other events. But there are comparisons that can be made to other events throughout history and other atrocities that the students are familiar with. And we've been having many, many fruitful conversations about general approaches to injustice throughout history. We've been having a lot of success in extrapolating from the specifics of the Holocaust to the general human experience.
So you said that your members of your orchestra are sending in recordings that they've done on their own. And we are getting used to seeing these videos of individual musicians sporting earphones, and they perform with a conductor in the square waving her arms. So how does that work? How do you sync that up?
Oh my, it's a technological marvel, and it takes a long time, but it's absolutely incredible that we're able to do this. So first, I send a click track to all the musicians that has a very, very clear metronomic beat for every single bar that they're going to be playing. And they put that in headphones so that they can hear the beat, and they play their part with absolute rhythmic precision as a recording. They send all those to me. And then I use Logic Pro X and Final Cut Pro to align the audio and the video so that it sounds and looks like everyone is starting at exactly the same time. They didn't teach us in conducting school, but you know, this might be how things happen for a little while.
And I won't ask for a time frame, but we will have the opportunity to hear this live. And I will add a spoiler alert that my husband and I are members of Fluidity, a chorus that will be joining the choral ensemble. So we all hope that it won't be too long before we can be part of this extraordinary experience. Are you going to be releasing an excerpt from the Requiem for people to hear?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we're very much looking forward to the live performances as soon as it's safe to gather again. And we're on track to finish this recording project by the end of July. So we'll have a video that's available on the Price Hill Creative Community Festival website. We'll also share it to the Queen City Opera YouTube page and website. So it will be available for everyone to see.
Well, thank you so much. Isaac Selya is the director of Queen City Opera, and you can find out more about Defiant Requiem and other of his projects by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.